Back on Downtown, it's time for Message in the Bottle. Brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. Eric Meehan joins us. Hello there, Eric.
Hi. I am literally cowering in a corner after that last promo. I have never been more scared to go near the Cross Center in my life.
You can run, but you can't hide from the roar.
So, this is a true, if irrelevant, and certainly stupid story, but I'm going to tell you guys anyway. So, I was an a cappella geek and remain a fond spot in my heart. But I was, you know, the music director of my college a cappella group, the Buffers, Hamilton College Buffers, go Buffers, so forth. And there was a group at University of Pennsylvania, and they did this little sketch on one of their albums, and I'll never forget it, and it was like, bring your children, crush your children. And they did like one of these fake sketches, and I was like, that's very funny. And now it just scares me. Like I said, I am huddled up in a corner. I brought my kid to that. Thank God, if anybody's, first of all, it's awesome. It's so cool. But bring ear protection, because you will lose your hearing.
Sunday.
Oh, I'm telling you. And I'm sure you could, too. I don't know why I'm not a voiceover artist, because I can imitate all those things. I can do, I forget what his name is, the famous, you know, boxing announcer. I can do that.
Michael Buffer.
I can do the Let's Get Ready to Rumble legit. I really could, because I would sit there once I started to discover my inner baritone, and was like, oh, it's on. And I'm sure my mother hates me. That's probably why they were like, oh, you want to go away to school? Cool. Bye.
Right, but you can't just drop that out there and not give us a sample.
All right, I don't want to ruin anything. All right, let's get ready to rumble. That's no warm up.
Wow,
apologize.
That's very impressive.
I could at least make it on the B circuit.
There was no question. No,
we're not here to talk about me. We're here to talk about Appalachians, Richard. We're here to talk about... Here's what I was doing legit before I heard your terrifying commercial. I was smelling my hands. Why am I smelling my hands? I'm making tonight... I'm one of these victims of... And I'm sure everybody else out there is who's like a foodie. You scroll through your Facebook feed to figure out what you're going to cook that night, because I have no imagination. Everybody thinks I'm like, oh, wow, you're so creative and worldly. I'm like, no, I watched like these fancy Italian looking guys cook stuff in fire. And I'm like, I could do that. So tonight I'm making bistecca alla Fiorentina, which is basically Florence steak, which is steak in olive oil. But what makes it fancy is you make a brush out of fresh rosemary and fresh sage.
Ooh.
And then use that to brush the olive oil over the ribeye that you've just paid $83 for. with respect, I should use the rest of this segment to talk about pricing. Why don't I? Really quick. But anyway, we're going to talk about why you're talking about Florentine beefsteak, because you remember it, because it's named for a place, and that means something. So we'll talk about that in a second. But holy cow, folks, the new vintages are coming in, and I this is sort of insider info, but your favorite $12 wine is $17 now, and I'm sorry. I'm pre-ordering as much as I can, and I think a lot of my friends who at least have the wherewithal and the knowledge, but... just really quick, I may have mentioned this last week. There's one particular Sancerre producer, Sauvignon Blanc from the Loire. We got our allocation. Maine did. Vermont and Massachusetts each are not getting their allocation because the bottles are made in Ukraine. That is one of a gazillion issues facing every industry right now, which is why when you go to buy a Subaru and they tell you, oh, those two on the lot are already pre-sold, et cetera.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure I'm preaching to the choir, especially with this enlightened listening audience, but it's been hard on my heart because it's wines that you sort of want to offer for a Tuesday, and it's like, I hope you can afford it on a Tuesday. It's tough. It's crazy out there. So I want to promise everybody out there, we are doing our best, and I know everybody else is too. You know, we're all trying to do this the best we can. So anyway, but that's one of my three or four heart attacks today. But they're all for you, people of downtown, not necessarily even wine customers. We'll talk about Downtown Bangor Partnership and our efforts in the downtown, perhaps on a special segment of what's in the bottle. Appellations, why does it matter? And we'll be talking about them for the next several months. What is an appellation? Why are you calling something in a bottle or a piece of meat or a piece of cheese, anything in particular? In fact, most recently, a piece of cheese came up for this, Gruyere cheese, which is the French version of the Swiss Comté. It is aged slightly less, and it failed to get AOC, which is Appellation Origine Contrôlée, which is their term. So it's not just wine. It failed to get official name recognition from a judge in the South. That's the fact. Because Americans wouldn't recognize it as such. Okay? The argument was, we're going to universally adopt this law because Americans wouldn't know about a delimited zone in France that makes a particular type of cheese. So this is a very real issue with the dumbing down of society. And so in short, and we'll talk more about it, appellations are delimited zones where a particular product, an agricultural product, be it wine, be it cheese, be it meat, be it whatever, is made and overseen by a consortium of people who are trying to uphold quality. And we will delve deeper into all of the various ones. And please sign up for my newsletter if you care to read about Côte du Rhône village level. That was our focus this week. But it's a very real thing that people locally, people internationally are trying to protect specifically what it is they do and where they do it, because nothing is made in a vacuum. And it's a very, very important topic. So I'm sure I'm out of time, but please join in next week and we'll talk more about it.
That sounds fantastic. Hey, you know, maybe if you're around, if you have any time next Wednesday, we have a special thing going on next week, Eric. We have a co-host in studio, your friend Summer Allen, who was the high bidder in the Symphony auction to get the downtown experience. And so she'll be co-hosting next week.
Oh, my gosh. Does she know about Carrie's whole sanitation policy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Like the sand bath and everything? All right. Well, yep. Cool. I would love to call in and talk about things because, in brief, we collectively, the Downtown Bangor Partnership, of which she is another board member, we are planning and hoping for big things, bigger things than has ever been attempted by our organization. But I'm scared and stupidly optimistic at the same time, which I think is the best way to be. So I'm the incoming president, which is why I'm more scared than stupidly optimistic, but both are true. And I'd love to call in and chat for real.
Great. Well, we'll work that out. In the meantime, good luck with your steak tonight. I look forward to a full report.
I will give it to you in picture form and perhaps video.
Even better. Thanks,
but
Eric.
No taste. Sure.
Eric May and Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor.